When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
How are you doing today?
Honestly, probably the best day I've ever had. I'm serious.
You know, our last show we were talking about kind of good jobs, bad jobs?
Yeah.
What was your worst job?
Worst job. Man, I've had a lot of them. I mean, so my dad owned a construction company, and probably since I was like 13-ish, 12, we would go and clean his job sites. That was pretty bad. And then once we got into high school, he would start doing things like, hey, I need you to dig this hole and like fill it back up. Or the worst one was he had a lumber delivery, and when they come banded together with these metal bands. And we're talking, you know, like a full flatbed trailer. You're building a 10,000 square foot house, right? Like huge lumber packages. When they were dumping the lumber, all the bands broke. And so it was like a pickup sticks. But if you leave them like that, they'll warp. So me and my buddy and friend of the show, Ross, we had to go and basically stack wood for 8 hours. It was pretty bad. But you mentioned something that you said was like your worst job was working in the back of the kitchen doing dishes.
Right.
So my mom would work her dental hygienist job in the morning. And then in the evening, she was a waitress at this place called Washington Gardens. And so on Sundays, she would bring us in because she had to prep for the day. Okay. So we would basically go in there and I would go into the kitchen and do the dishes. I love that job. Maybe it was just because I was, you know, 10 years old, but
maybe, yeah.
Hashtag child labor. But, and then I'd go up and sit at the bar. It's like old school Italian restaurant. And, the bartender would like make me kitty cocktails. And like, I felt like such a badass drinking Shirley Temples.
did you ever work at like Lowe's or Home Depot?
No, never worked at any of those.
Cause like this kid, you worked at Lowe's. Have you seen this?
I like how you try and work this video into all of
somebody
all
come,
you come down.
I
you gotta come
down. I can't. The machine's not moving.
For those of you,
not a drop of down, testosterone. Man, you got it.
For those of you listening and not watching,
yeah, you'll put it up.
This is a TikTok. Yeah, some people don't watch.
There you go. You can't be scared. Roll with it.
When you get your liberal son to finally
what I'm
work,
about.
He is in hell a. Yeah. Like scissor lift.
Prime example of lying on your job application.
And he's bringing down a light box of, I think we looked this up, that it was like lawn equipment, and it was like 40 pounds or something.
Yeah, first time out of mom's basement. Look what happens. All he can lift is his game controller.
Come down.
I feel terrible for this guy. He's gotten roasted for a year now.
Well, we're not identifying him.
Somebody come.
Come down. You gotta come down.
I can't. The machine's not moving.
Man. All right. So, do you think that would be, he'd probably say that was the worst job I ever had 10 years from now?
I don't know. I don't know where else that guy's worked.
What if he like is a store manager now? People change.
You know what? I do believe people can change. I don't know about him, but you never know. I hope the best for him. He might still be stuck on that lift, though. One year late.
Man, all you got, the guy's like, you just got to lower it, buddy. I can't.
What do you got?
All right. Former firefighter sentenced to 10.5 years in prison after setting fire to his ex-girlfriend's home.
Oof.
Oh, by the way, a 15-year-old was inside the house when the house was set on fire.
Oh. Where's this at?
Chandler, Arizona.
There it is.
I like Chandler. I like Chandler.
I do too.
I would say that the birth of my fire service career started in Chandler. That's a good department.
Didn't you do like a ride along or something?
It's my first ride along. Yep. Knew a lot of guys there a long time ago, right when I finished school, but it's a good department. Well, Eric Jones, a former Chandler firefighter, was sentenced to 10.5 years in prison after he was found guilty of 5 felony charges, including arson. So arson, endangerment, I don't know.
And this guy was
attempted murder.
This guy was a Chandler firefighter?
Yeah. On April 18th, 2021, he went to his ex-girlfriend's house, poured gasoline on the outside of the home, and used a Molotov to start the fire.
Ooh.
At the time, 15-year-old was inside the home. Fortunately, the team was able to get out of the home before the fire reached him.
That's good.
An hour before he set the house on fire, officials say he assaulted his ex-girlfriend in a nearby business. Guy went crazy.
Lost his mind.
Yeah. I don't think people understand. I mean, he probably understood it because he'd been in the fire service line. But people don't understand, like, when you set fire to a home or apartment or whatever, like, that's automatic, like, attempted murder charges. Like, it's not just arson.
Right.
And you're burning down something. Like, it's attempted murder. So, I'm surprised he only got 10.5 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Shit.
I cannot think of a relationship that I've ever been in that would make me go that nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I think the extent of my vendetta would it wouldn't be like going that far. It would just be like, I'm gonna make your life a living hell.
I mean, how many videos have you seen where some maybe former spouse will go out and he or she will like scrape into someone's car, like cheater or whatever? I don't know. Is it a specific type of person? Is it just someone who's young? Like, I can't imagine some older person who's been married for 20 years does something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd love to say that there's probably some instability there before, regardless, but I don't know, man. Like, you're super committed in a relationship and you've done a lot maybe, and then this person completely betrays you. I don't know, betrayals. Cheryl's bad.
What is what would you say? Like, you got a son. If he starts asking questions like, "Hey, I'm thinking about, I like this girl," blah blah blah. What would you be like? Hey, if you see any of these red flags, run.
So let's just say not in high school. But let's just say he's like in his 20s, right? He's getting out of college.
Okay.
Has she ever called 911? And if so, you can get.
I've called 911.
You can get a pass. Okay, hold on. You can get a pass for that.
Okay.
Was it for you?
Like for her? Like,
or was it just like, what happened? You want to know?
Okay.
Like, okay. For instance, did you call 911 because you left metal in the microwave and it started sparking? Did you call 911?
Okay. So
did you call 911 because your dishwasher was smoking and it? You didn't really open it up to check it out. You're just like, oh, God, it's on fire. Did you call 911 because your tooth hurts?
Okay. I'm going to push back on this just a little bit.
This is just the first one.
I know. Okay. Let me push back on that just a hair. Okay. I was at work and my wife calls me and she's like, there's a really nasty smell in the house and I don't know where it's coming from. And we have kids at home. And you know what I said? Wake those dudes up because it's late. They don't run a lot of calls where I live.
I'm okay.
Go ahead.
She called you first.
Yeah.
And then you told her to call 911, so you're the problem. No, that's fair. Like, it's like, yeah, I mean, have you ever been to the hospital? For what?
Okay.
You know, do you, how many times have you called in sick to your job over the last, like, 2 years?
So an inability to handle life in general.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's different than...
And that question gets right to it. So how do you handle stress? Do you call 911?
Okay.
You got a problem.
All right. What else?
Oh, you got anything?
Oh, yeah.
So he's asking me?
Yeah, he's asking you, like, I really like this person. You know, hey, Dad, what should I be looking out for?
How much time does she spend at the mall? How much time does she spend in front
of? Does anyone go to the mall anymore?
Whatever. Stores, shopping, whatever.
Okay.
How much time do you spend in front of the mirror? You know, so have like what ordered, I've been noticing lately.
Have you ever ordered anything from QVC?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Like if you spend, well, so what we've noticed lately, I don't know why it is. It seems to be at work or something, but been noticing all these like older women, like just at the store or whatever. And they're just like the Botox in the face is getting out of control.
Oh, really?
It's like, what are you guys doing to yourselves? Like, it doesn't look good.
I've seen it where it's like in moderation, trying to stay youthful. Like, I'm not opposed to that.
I mean, like, we're talking like everything.
Big old lips.
It does not look good.
Flying down to Tijuana to get ass implants. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe I think it can be concerning how much time you're putting into your appearance because it might be reflective of how much you value other people's opinions.
Yeah.
You know?
I think mine would be how clean is your car, right? Like if you get in and it's a complete dumpster fire, that's a problem.
That's nasty.
I've noticed a correlation between number of keychains and level of craziness.
So just their main keys? Like
house, your main car, keys, okay?
Okay.
Do you remember a call? Maybe this was with Kevin, but
I think I know where you're going with this.
We had an individual, and we had seen this individual a lot. And they had parked their car, and I was like, how many keychains do you think she has? I bet you it's a ton. And we get in there, and there's like, it looked like a basketball size on your key ring.
What are all these keys for?
They're not even keys. They're like trinkets.
Oh God!
With like always, usually has a lanyard on it. That automatically is probably going to be a red flag.
I like what you're saying about, I mean, the car being clean. You need to see the house and the car and everything. Like, is there some sense of organization?
Yes. The other one I would say is look at the family. Like, if everyone in your family, like if you're the sane one in your family, I would take caution. Or if like, oh, I hate my dad or I hate my mom, and you're not a 13-year-old that I think everyone hates their parents at that age. But like, if you have no good coping skills, communication skill, like all those things, I think that's a problem.
I think that's, we should probably just create like a
red flag list.
Yeah. Questions to ask your significant other before you enter into a contract.
I bet you that's in here.
Probably.
What would you say are some green flags?
Well, I mean, their relationship with their family, right?
Okay.
Is it good? Do they spend time with them? Do they talk to them regularly? How are they around kids? You know, not even like babies or something. Like, it's really weird when I run into people and they're like, I don't want to touch them. You know, or they don't know how to talk. You don't even know how to talk to kids.
Yeah, but like, I didn't know. Like, men don't babysit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have a good way to, you know.
Okay.
I didn't have a good way to interact with kids because I didn't ever spend
any time. What's your job? How long have you been at your job? Did you know, how long did it take you to get through school?
Well, easy. Okay. You know?
What?
I don't think that should be a green or red flag.
You didn't finish your degree, but you went to work.
Yeah.
Are you at the university for 7 years, you know?
Ah, okay.
You know, like doing what, getting what? Like we were, and I'm sure there's more to this degree than it tells us on face, but we were watching Jeopardy last night or Wheel, and lady's like,
God, how old are you?
I have a PhD in animal behavior. And Kevin and I looked at each other like, animal behavior? But I mean, I know there's probably more to it, you know, like,
well, like
veterinary stuff or, sure. You know, that. But it's like paying a lot of money for something, and they've created degrees for everything.
One that I think it's hard to quantify when you're in your 20s, but like, would you want this, like if you had a daughter, would you want this person to be like your spouse? You know what I'm saying? Like, do they have the personality and the...
What are you saying? You're dating a...
Yeah, like the person that you're dating, mm-hmm. If you were to have a daughter, would you be proud if they were like your wife?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
I think that would be it's a really hard thing to do when you're 20 years old and you're just partying. But
I ain't even thinking about that. I mean, you maybe thought about, oh, there's kids in my future and a wife and everything in my future, but you still don't.
I mean, I didn't.
Until you really, like, and then the pregnancy hits and it's like, what the fuck is going to happen?
I didn't think I wanted kids.
Yeah.
Until my wife said, we're having some kids. And I said, all right. And now it's the greatest thing in the world. But I think not being fit would be a big red flag, right? That shows.
Well, I mean, would you agree that, I mean, most, if not all relationships are born out of physical attraction? There's few that, you know, you have an experience together and that is different, or you have history, you know? But I mean, for the most part, like most relationships in adulthood start because there's some level of physical attraction.
True.
Right?
But so some people aren't necessarily attracted to the same things that...
Yeah, I mean, that would be in whoever is in that relationship, like what they find attractive. But physical attraction, maybe it's just the way the guy presents himself and tells stories and is around everybody else. You know, that's his ability to socialize is very attractive to that woman, you know? I don't know. But other times, I mean, people... As shallow as it can be sometimes, people meet at the gym, you know?
Yeah. I think guys can get away with being out of shape easier than girls can. You know, like if you're funny or, you know, you are like fun to be around, you have more leeway with the way you look if you're a dude than a chick.
Yeah.
It's bullshit, but it is the truth. What are the red flags? I think chicks, you drink too much. That would be another big one. Like,
It's just everything's got to be in moderation. I mean, what's your goal? Like, what are you doing in life? You know?
Yeah, but do you really know that at 20? I didn't.
Some direction.
Yeah. Not just lost.
Yeah.
Anyways, tangent. Tangent number one.
So he went to jail for 10 and a half years. And that would be a red flag.
If you've spent any time in jail.
House on fire. Have you lit someone else's house on fire? Okay. I don't want my daughter dating that guy.
True. The opposite end of the spectrum, though, is like I'm friends with all my exes. I'm out. You know.
Oh, if somebody's friends with the exes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Paramedics in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Pulse.
What happened?
You suffered a heart attack, but we were able to bring you back to life.
Oh my God! Thank you so much.
Of course. Of course. I was just going to ask you a couple questions. Yeah. Just whatever you're ready. All right. We got a pulse.
So this medic comes. And after he's done with the call, he pulls out his iPhone that has the ability to tip. I love that. I'm in.
Are you really in?
No.
Okay. I'm in too. Yeah, why not, right? Man, you know, this is like the fourth time we've been here this week. And
how about a little something for the
effort? We saved your life twice of those. So
a little something for the effort.
You want to put us in the will?
The amount of tipping stuff.
Like, it's stupid anymore.
Even when I'm checking out online, they'll ask me for a tip.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, for what?
I just think the whole, like, at the fast food restaurant or I'm trying to think of where else I went. And it was like, would you like to add tip? I'm like, add tip? It's fast food. What? It's fast food.
So what do you tip for?
Nothing. I don't.
You don't tip for anything?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't. In that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if getting a drip coffee deserves a tip. That's filling a cup. Now, make a drink, maybe, if it's a good drink. You know, presentation's good, and they draw the little flowers or whatever they do.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, there's nice. Some effort, at least, in there, right?
Sure.
Good tip for that.
Okay.
How much do you tip for that?
I
always feel like $1 a drink is fair.
And that was like when I was a bartender.
Yeah, that was the like thing. Like, the you basic. Buy two drinks, here's a couple, you know, $1 a drink, you know?
Yeah, or like two beers. Or three for like a fancy cocktail.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're going to crack open a beer, you're getting $1.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
if you hand me a can, I don't know.
Well, here's why you tip. If this is a good tip, okay?
Oh, a tip for a tip.
Tip for a tip.
Just a tip.
Just a tip. Okay. if you are standing at a busy bar and you throw down like $5 as a tip for your first drink, I will always come back to you first, right? Huge line of people, and usually
if you don't, that's the problem. I'm going to be pissed.
Well, the way we worked when I worked at the bar, You'd have three bartenders at this big long bar, and you'd basically have like a 5-foot section. So you would just serve those people in your section. And you're supposed to work in line, and then you go back to the beginning and work your way down. But whoever like threw out some cash.
Money talks.
Anytime you come up, I got you.
All right. So what are you not what else are you not tipping for?
I still tip at restaurants and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I do the 20% for basic. Mm-hmm. And if you're fantastic, my wife and I go to the steakhouse for really almost every event we have. Mm-hmm. And we went like a year apart. And when we went back there, the bartender was like, weren't you the couple that were telling me about where I should go in Portugal?
Damn.
And I'm like, boop.
Yeah.
You're getting something good.
Okay. Here's a scenario.
Okay.
So we are, I think we're at a resort and we're having dinner. And actually, it's funny because the service really wasn't that bad. The service was good. The food was just slow. And so we get this appetizer. We get a meal. We're there for a couple hours. We're there for dinner. Like, we're just there to hang out. Like,
yeah.
And they end up like, hey, we'll give you a free dessert. This is the food took long. Or we'll comp your appetizer or something. But if you don't want dessert, we'll comp it after. Yeah, we're full.
Yeah.
You know, food is good. It's a comp. It comes back and like, oh, you know what? We're just comping one of the meals. We're just going to comp the meal. Man. Like, because that's what was late. Do you? And I do.
But tip the full amount. The
full amount. Yes.
100%.
I mean, that is like, so it's like, it was like a $20 bill, but I tipped like $20, you know, because I was like, I'll come back. That was pretty good.
And I'll tell everybody about how good the service was. Yeah. I'm surprised because you're a cheap ass.
I am not cheap.
Thomas.
Am I cheap?
Yes.
How so? I spend a lot of money and I have nice things. I'm not cheap.
It is true, but I would...
There's another instance where I say something that makes me sound like a fucking shallow asshole. I spend a lot of money.
$13,000 is not a lot of money. I'm not afraid to
spend my money on nice things.
True.
I believe in having quality things over just... the cheapest deal, because
but you will go for a deal. Quality. You will go for a deal.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
Is
that cheap?
I think sometimes it is, but
what do I got to do? I gotta buy all the expensive stuff to not be labeled cheap, or I gotta go pay retail. I can't use a coupon.
Like a homeless person?
Huh?
Yeah. It is a nice dichotomy that you have, that you are still willing to tip and also willing to stay on Facebook Marketplace for hours and hours and hours on $70 item.
It's a love-hate relationship. Because when I need something, that's where it's at. Because Craigslist has kind of fallen by the wayside, right?
Unless you're a serial killer, I think Craigslist is out.
Yeah. But the problem with Facebook Marketplace is the damn algorithms, man. Like, it's just like, they don't show you what you search.
Well... Yeah, I sold, so to give some context, I was selling my truck topper, and I was not getting any bites. And you're like, hey, put these three words in, and it sold that night.
You're selling a tonneau cover, and I was like, you got to spell it wrong, number one, and you got to spell it like this. And then you got to do tapa, like, because the Hispanics, that's what they call them, I guess.
I didn't know that.
And then you fucking sold it right away.
Right away.
Yeah.
It was outstanding.
I only learned from hours searching for one, figured it out. Yeah. That's true. Facebook Marketplace. I mean, there's times when, I mean, I know what now. I don't worry about, say, buying through like a used marketplace and there's no, just go get it myself. But cars, unless it's a new car, right? And I just have money to burn, like when I retire and I'm going to, one more car, you know, it's going to last me my retirement.
Yeah.
I will never buy a car at a dealership.
You definitely turned me in that direction. I'm pretty happy never. About that.
Like, it's just so much, there's so much money.
Wasted.
And it's like, you know, warranty, you know?
No, I'm with you, man.
So, you're cheap. You're taking my articles and going home. All right. This is going to get good.
Okay.
All right. This is, this just came out last week, December 3rd. California firefighter, LAFD firefighter, terminated after 22 years after refusing to comply with COVID vaccine mandate.
Ooh.
They just fired him. Now, my question is this still a thing? Craig, I didn't think this was a thing anymore.
I'm telling you, it's coming back, man.
Shut up. It's not coming back. There's no way.
I think it is.
No.
All right.
Oh.
Okay. Let me.
No.
Let me give you my.
No.
All right. Show's over.
They're still forcing people to get vaccines. They're
still spending money on advertising.
Well, who is?
These shots. Well, the
Moderna.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Pfizer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the companies. Garbage. That the American people paid for all their research and get none of the funds back. But
right.
That's just a, anyways, they're still advertising for it and they're still coming out with
pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah. Right.
So they're still creating this narrative because I mean, they can still profit billions off of it.
100%.
Every time the winter comes, COVID-19 is still here.
Yep. New variant.
Yep. Another vaccine.
What's interesting though, is that the military dropped
right.
their requirements because they're having
so how are issues. They not going to get sued when the federal government or agencies affiliated federally are dropping theirs and all this research and everything's out there and they're still going to, I just don't think they want to pay them for 700 and some odd days of being off duty because of it. He's going to win.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
But people have already had this fight in public safety and they've won. Like there's precedent already set for not allowing these vaccine mandates. But what's interesting though is that, and we had this very close to home where people were getting denied positions because they wouldn't take a flu shot. So now it's like, where is this going to stop? You can't force people to do that.
No. And especially after what's come out.
Yeah.
Right. I can't believe they're still doing it. It says, according to CBS, over 100 Los Angeles City firefighters, including veteran firefighter John Knox, faced suspension without pay for defying the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate in September 2021. He was removed from his position after more than two decades of service due to his refusal to comply with the city's unconstitutional COVID-19 vaccine mandate. He said, over the past 22 months without that shot, we've been here helping the public. There has never been an issue until the city put this mandate out. Until the city turned us from heroes to criminals, we continue to come out and serve the public. I'm sorry, he's right.
Yeah, I agree he's with right. you.
And the reason why he was removed was because he did not take the COVID vaccine. He did not take the experimental shot. And they decided to make an example of him and remove him as a firefighter. Just a number. Just a number sometimes. I don't know. It's California, man.
It seems like they've done a lot of things not so good.
Yeah, I just didn't think this was still a thing. I couldn't believe it. Like, what are we doing?
I think it's coming back, dude.
I think he's going to be rich eventually.
I hope so.
He should. These cities are overstepping. Yeah. Knowing what we know now, they have definitely overstepped. I can say that.
I'm not shocked, but I kind of am shocked that they just keep doubling down.
Yeah, I was shocked to see it, for sure. But then I'm like, really, guys? But I think they showed us that out of most states, they probably were one of the worst to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was an interesting marketing that for the first few months into COVID, all of us first responders, nurses, all that, heroes, right? Going out at 6 p.m. every night and banging pots and pans.
Unvaccinated.
Unvaccinated, right? And then somehow the narrative flipped that if you don't take it, you're putting everyone else at risk. And then we all turned into, you know, the worst.
Selfish assholes.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're still doing the job.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It was a something that I hope doesn't repeat, but the amount.
I don't think it can repeat to that level. With even a remotely similar cause or narrative. Like, it just won't happen. People won't put up with it. It just...
I hope you're right.
You can't run that same playbook.
I hope you're right, but I don't think that you are. Well,
I'll be out of the fire service by then.
When there's that amount of money involved or at stake, there are people in play that I think will make that happen again. And, you know, I think that if you don't think... There are people at that level reading over that playbook to see what didn't work and what did and trying to get ready for the next one. I'm not trying to be like some weird conspiracy guy, but like they made billions of dollars at the top.
And if you don't, no advertising,
no research
for lawsuits or litigation.
Yeah. So Of course they're going to do it
again. I know. Yeah. I get where they're coming from.
But like the amount of masks and shields I'm seeing again is just like. The shields
are great.
The shields are fantastic.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's totally going to happen again. Now, I hope this guy wins. I hope he gets his job back.
I would just, yeah. You get money back, and you're going to get damages.
Good.
Yep.
I hope so.
Well, that's all I got, Craig.
Well, thanks for ending it on a high note, man.
Yep.
Really took us down a nice
song. Go get your sixth booster.